It's just gone 1 o'clock in the morning, and it is me alone at Archant Towers. Here's the buzz of my PC. There you go, that's fairly exciting. Norwich lost 2-0 at home to Spurs tonight. And we won't have a podcast, I think, because Odd Sports Desk Pete has had the audacity to have a week off, so I thought I'd just say a few observations, really, from tonight's game. Firstly, that Spurs are very good. I would argue that Man City were better, especially at the Etihad, but the fluency and the pace Spurs had, I mean, players like Modric, they just do not miscontrol the ball. Gareth Bale, he's just unstoppable when he's in that kind of mood. And then clearly you can see why Scott Parker has made such a difference, because of how much mopping up he does. He's absolutely superb in that role when he's got those players around him as well. So Spurs are very good, world-class players, and you sit back and you can kind of appreciate what Norwich are up against. And it's a horrible cliche, but you can sense how far they've come. That said, I think Norwich's midfield did struggle for most of the game. Rightly so, Zach Whitbread was at fault for having a little bit of a wander for the first goal, and Steve Morrison's dallying cost them for the second. And I don't think you could really argue with that. That's fine. Chuck it away. File it. And we can all look forward to Fulham on Saturday, where, of course, the pressure ratchets up. The difficult thing about this second half, or this half of the season, if you like, compared to the first, is that in the first half, when you're going to places like Manchester City and Liverpool, and you are, you know, you have that challenge, you then have a winnable, if you like, game at Carrow Road against someone like Blackburn or Sunderland, and Norwich, you took advantage of that almost all the way through the first half of the season, maybe West Brom excepted. This half of the season, you're going to have teams like United, Man City, Liverpool. They're all going to be coming to Carrow Road. And I think the Spurs game was maybe the first test of that, where between those games, you're going to have even trips to struggling sides. They're going to be tough games. And I think the key for the second half of the season for Norwich is to somehow just get those, target those away games as much as they can, maybe, except that most of those home games against tough sides, it's going to be so difficult to pick up points, as I think Spurs showed tonight. There was such a gulf in class, rightly so, because of the money and the quality of the players. You just have to kind of accept it at times. You give it a go, and if it doesn't come off, then that's the way it is. But there we go. We move on. It was in a way, a pleasure to watch Spurs. They were a lovely side to watch. And we can just kind of crack on to maybe giving Fulham something that we maybe owe them from a few years ago, eh?